Now, another big event we've had this week is, of course, the Nobel Prizes, which were announced. And joining us to walk us through who got what, where and when and why is BBC science correspondent Victoria Gill. Hey, Vic.
Hello there.
So tell us, first of all, Nobel Prizes, where do you want to kick off? Who got what?
And well, let's do it in order that they were announced. It's always a fun week on the science desk when the Nobel Prizes are on, because we actually get to cover a breaking story rather than perusing all the literature and trying to pitch science stories to all the editors. They want stuff from us, so it's really exciting. So the first one, the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine, was shared between three researchers. Half of the £1 million prize, almost £1 million, went to Bruce Butler and Jules Hoffman. And this whole prize was to do with the immune system. So what Bruce Butler and Jules Hoffman did was figure out the gene that's responsible for your innate immune system. And that just means the gene that kind of gets switched on so that your immune system figures out that there's a nasty microorganism, something foreign in your body, and tries to get rid of it. But there's another part to your immune system that's really important, your adaptive immune system, which you kind of might be more familiar with from being vaccinated. So when kids get jabs to sort of trigger those antibodies, and that's how your body adapts to be able to retain a memory, really, of something nasty that caused an infection before to get rid of it. And Ralph Steinman discovered the gatekeepers to the adaptive immune system, because obviously you don't want your body turning on some organism that's or cell that's already in your body that's doing no harm at all. You want it to be recognising foreign stuff that's going to cause a problem. And these are called dendritic cells, and they can switch on your T cells, which are part of your adaptive immune system, and create that memory. So really remarkable stuff.
There was a sort of controversy that raged around Ralph Steinman, wasn't there?
There was indeed. Tragically, he died 3 days before the award was announced, and the Nobel Committee hadn't realised, because there is actually a strict rule that a person who is deceased will not be considered for the prize, but they didn't know, and he's been allowed to, it's a bit of a historic moment, to keep that prize posthumously. So that's, I think that's very fitting.
Didn't he also experiment on himself?
Yeah, he did. He died of pancreatic cancer, and there's an amazing story. I won't have a huge amount of time to go into it now, but there's a great story on the BBC website, actually, just about how he took research to a whole new kind of personal level, because he was actually testing pieces of his own cancer to see if he could raise an immune response to them. So really remarkable stuff.
OK, well, let's go from Earth out into space, because the physics prize was to a clutch of scientists who were looking at the expanding universe, because we've actually interviewed a couple of them on The Naked Scientist.
Yeah, indeed. A remarkable bunch of guys, and in really, really keen, I think, competition, which is, I think, is why they managed to turn the tables on what we believed about what the universe is doing so quickly. Saul Perlmutter, Brian Schmidt and Adam Rees shared the Nobel Prize for Physics for figuring out that the universe's expansion is not slowing down, it's actually speeding up. And the sort of interesting postscript of that is that there must be some force counteracting gravity to allow that to happen. So it seems like a huge amount of our universe is made up by this mysterious force called dark energy. And there's an amazing comment from the Nobel Committee that said, "Now we know this, everything is possible," which I just think is a wonderful statement about just how little we know about the universe and how much more there is to find out. And they've sort of opened that door.
Super. Well, let's go to chemistry, because that's the third prize, isn't it? So what was given away for chemistry, and to whom and for what?
It is indeed. Dan Schechtman from the Israel Institute of Technology won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for discovering quasicrystals. And my reaction to this was, what on earth is a quasicrystal? Which is apparently the
Mine
shout
too.
Well, yeah, I'm ashamed to say, as a former Chemistry World reporter, but I've been doing some reading around it, and it's a really remarkable story. What he basically discovered when he looked at a very rapidly cooled metal alloy to see what the structure was. Now, this shouldn't have been a crystalline structure at all. Very, very rapidly cooling a liquid should just throw all of those atoms into disorder. But it was a crystal, which is not too unusual. Lots of crystals in nature, but it was very, very weird. It had this tenfold symmetry. What he was seeing was concentric circles of 10 points. And what that meant was you couldn't really create a crystal out of what he was looking at. He actually said such a creature cannot exist, because if you imagine, it'd be like trying to make a spherical football out of just 6-pointed polygons. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fit together. And it's taken mathematicians and even artists to figure out what these quasicrystals are and that they can form. So he turned everything around in terms of what we thought of how matter can be structured. And he was thrown out of his research institute for that. So a really brave guy kind of standing up for his research.
Has he got his job back?
He's got a new job now and a Nobel Prize, so I think he'll be laughing now.
So the good guys won in the end.
Indeed.
Victoria, thank you very much for the rapid roundup on what's happened in this year's Nobels. That's Victoria Gill. She is the science correspondent for the BBC, taking us through what happened this year at the Nobel Prizes.